Speaker will be
our first speaker will be Rob C. from the Tri-County area.
My name's Rob, I'm an addict. I asked for this, you know, if anybody's been around NA long enough and you start asking for things, they happen. We're going to talk about the bird. You know, I was in a meeting down in St. Mary's County a couple weeks ago, and it cleared out half the room, and it wasn't a bird, it was a bat, you know, and somebody knocked him out and took him outside. The meeting went on. 10 years ago, I came to this convention, and I was clean for about 4 months, and I had no money, I had no job. My father had to give me $50 to come here, and everybody from NA just kind of dragged me here, and and get choked up. I never thought that I would end up here doing this. And the people I've met in Southern Maryland, in the Tri-County area, I wouldn't trade them in for anything. It's just like I showed up and they just drew me right in, and they carried me all the way to here. And I love everybody down there, and I really believe they love me. I had to get that out of the way. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look, I'm not much of a crier, but there's a lot of emotion lately. I've become very emotional. Maybe it has something to do with getting older. I guess. I don't know. You know, stop being real cool. Oh, Jesus. But I'd like to thank Jackie B for asking me to share. For me, that means that's what she thinks about me. So no matter what I say up here, my clean time speaks for itself, and I'm walking out of here with it, and I'm going to be clean tonight and tomorrow too. So it's not really going to change that. If I can get my ego out of the way, because it's pretty big, I could probably go forward with this. But look, I tried to get clean up in the Poconos. If anybody's here from the Pocono Mountain area, I tried to get clean up there a long time ago. And the only reason I went to NA is to use. I thought if everybody was just like me, we were getting high after the meeting. I really didn't understand why everybody was there. And I brought my needle with me. And it never happened. And I did. I kept bringing it down there, and it never happened. And I just used it as an excuse to get out of the house. And I'd disappear for years and then come back, and some of the same people would be there. And thank God I didn't use with anybody up there. So they planted all the seeds for me. It just, I wasn't ready to accept it all until I had to get moved again, and my disease sent me down to Southern Maryland. I ended up in Calvert County, Maryland. And all I kept doing was looking for the bus and the train to get the fuck out of there. I was like, if anybody's been down there, if you don't have a car, you're not going anywhere, all right? And so we just kind of took a city boy and we put him right down in the country. And what they did is they slowed my life down. And I knew from being up in the Poconos that I had to reach out to NA in order to save my ass. And when my mother was still alive, because I moved in with my dad, and I haven't lived with him since I was 12, and I was really good about that too, but at 35, I came back into his home, you know, and he reluctantly let me in the house because I think my mother made him do it. But I just stayed there and I never left. And I remember making phone calls back home saying, I'll be back in 6 months. You know, after I started to sleep and eat, I said, there's no way I'm going back there. You know, because there's just no way I was going back. And I don't know, man. I took a lot of suggestions. We'll call it all of them, in order to stay where I was at, you know. And the most important thing for me was to stay clean. That was it. I was so scared to go back out and use that I spent like 6 days a week in NA for like 5 years. I didn't want to miss shit. I was just happy to be there. I didn't want to use anymore. And my life was starting to change, you know. And after you shoot dope for about 14 years, you really have nothing when you come here. And there was just so much growth in my life. Fuck monetary shit and cars, just everything, personal growth in my life. The reason why I curse a lot is because I get nervous, right? But anyway, sounds better. But there was just so much, there was so much growth in my life that I wasn't going anywhere, you know. And like I said, I remember coming to this convention. There was 5,000 people here, and even though everybody wanted me to be here and they were helping me out, I still felt alone. I don't feel that way anymore, you know. I just feel a big part of this. I get to come here now, and I hug a lot of people, not just from the Tri-County area. And met a lot of people along the way. I told Joey I'd share about this, because last year I mentioned the home group, right, Joe? And my home group is called Cover to Cover. And it's down there in St. Mary's County. We read the whole book. Takes, what, about a year and a half to go through the new book. They had some stories in the back. But we read the whole book, so I've been through that a lot. So in case you have a problem opening up the basic text, maybe you should find that kind of meeting. But and I only picked that home group because that's where all the women were. And that's where my friends were taking me because I had no car. You know, if anybody remembers. See, I've been clean for a while now. It says 3,700 days, which is miraculous, you know, because I came here 4 months, you know, clean, and I lost my train of thought. It's a little burnt out. But anyway, my home group is Cover to Cover. We read that book. And the reason why I was there, let me repeat it again, is because that's where the women were. But I had no car. All right? I had no license. I owed everybody money, and I just followed everybody around. And you hear everybody talking about getting into service work, and you really don't see, I didn't see any benefit, if anybody's thought of this, about getting involved in service work. Like, you know, you are the GSR alternate. Follow me, you know. And if anybody's been to area service, you know, so that went from the GSR alternate to the GSR. And by then, I actually had a vehicle. You know, it took 2 years. It was the first vehicle I bought in like 13 years. It cost me $400. All right? But I had so much recovery going on in my life that that car didn't go anywhere but to the meeting and to work. You know, it's like I had to wait. Like, you hear a lot of stuff about God, right? All right? I had to wait long enough so I can handle that. And off I went. And, you know, I really got involved when I was up in the Poconos. Thank you. It is hot in here, right? Is it just me? When I was up in the Poconos, I made a couple trips to the rehab up there, and my friends were coming in there with meetings, you know, and I'd say something dumb like, what are you doing here? And I was just in there, and, you know, one of my friends gave me his number again, and they would come in there and they would share, and I'd say, one of these days I want their seat. I wanted that spot, you know. I mean, it seemed so far away, man. It was just, it was a nightmare. In the book, I think they call it the horror show, all right. And it was just so far away. So I got involved in H&I. And from 7 months clean to about 8 years, I did H&I. And it saved my ass, you know. If anybody wants a commitment, try doing the H&I chairperson spot for a while, or vice chair. You're all up in that shit, man. You're chasing people all over the place, make phone calls, and you're always on the move. And it kept me clean. Wouldn't trade it in for nothing. But right now I feel like I'm an ornament there in NA. You know, I mean, I just kind of show up and my presence there right now. And I have a lot of things going on in my life. I have a son. It's hard to talk about. I have a son. He's 14 years old, and when he was born addicted. All right, and me and his mother were both on the methadone program and everything else that goes with that shit. All right, and I was still getting high in the hospital while he was in there, and he was in there for 30 days. And day 27, the nurse said, if you can't find somebody to take him, we're taking him. I was like, you know, and my girlfriend's mother reluctantly took him. You know, she was 55 years old, and she was going to take a newborn. You know, and after about 3 years of pretending that he was going to change my life, and I had to sign him over. I couldn't take care of myself, never mind him. And after I got clean, I got my life together, I remember going into that courthouse. I don't even remember how long I was clean, but I remember going into that courthouse the day before. I went to an NA meeting up in New Jersey, and I went in there and I said it out loud that I was going into court, and I've done everything I needed to do, and the rest will be up to God. And I've never used that terminology before, but that's what I said in there. And, you know, I went in that courtroom the next day, and I was granted custody of my son. And I was scared to death. But my mother passed away when I was clean for about 2 years. And she said she was counting on me. And I did get married and divorced and everything else in that recovery. And now I'm a single dad, and I raise them myself. So anybody who keeps losing their kids or they think they should have their kids, you need to get your shit together that you're going to keep losing your kids. And I did so much work. You know, everything it seems like I've accomplished here is a direct result to my involvement in Narcotics Anonymous. You know, I really don't see any reason for me to go anywhere. A lot of times I get upset because I can't make more meetings. You know, guess what? I got a life because of this place. You know, now, I could ramble forever on this, but we're going to push it forward just a little bit, a lot. It's like we'll call it current. And you know, like I said, I'm a single parent, you know, and life gets real busy. You know, I spend a lot of time involved in my son's personal life, so I don't get to be here all the time. I go to school. This is another miracle. You know, I never thought I'd go to college, and I took a math class last year, and I hadn't taken algebra in 27 years, and I aced the class, man. I finished it a month early. I walked out the door, pissed everybody off, and so I went back and I took another math class, but so I'm passing. I'm still passing this class too. It'll be over in a month, thank God. And you know, I thought I had all this great shit I wanted to share when I come up here, and it kind of just, it goes right out the window, and you start talking, you know, but that's okay. Look, I want to talk about this real quick. How long have I been sharing for? I have no idea, by the way. 5 minutes? Is that the bird?
That's not what I'm saying. He wanted to get out. He can't find his way out.
Jesus. Thanks for sharing. It's right, huh? All right, look, let me read just for March 18th. All right, I know it's a little old. I opened this book about a month ago. I was talking to somebody on the phone, and on the internet was this page, and it was opened up. And what I would like to say, it doesn't really matter how long you've been here. If you keep putting up a bunch of walls, you will find yourself alone. And I've heard somebody share this before about life. Is everybody gets their turn. So before I make a bunch of judgments on people, life is long and stuff comes back around. You know, it's just a long life. And as long as I stay here and I stay in this recovery process, it allows me to see that shit, all right? Because if I'm back home by myself, an addict alone is always in bad company. And I will regress. I'll guarantee it, all right? Because I've seen it, you know? So I've done a lot of paying attention, a lot of observation, a lot of work. And my step work might seem to take a lot longer than some other people's, but at least I'm doing step work. All right? And I finished my seventh step, and I went over with my sponsor. And recently, I went over a fifth step with a sponsee. And I'm going to tell you, this is all my answers. You cannot work out of that step working guide and go forward in that book and be full of shit. You just can't do it. All right? So when I got to 5, 6, and 7, it keeps going inside, inside and inside, you know. And my sponsor says, you just can't answer them questions. You really got to ponder some stuff. And what happens is it's motivated by pain. At least that's how it works in my life. You can call it what you want, but that's how it is for me. And I asked for some things in my life. And one of them was, Liz, I'd love to get up here and share it. It was a goal, you know. So I'd get pissed off when nobody asked me, but this year Jackie did. And so I'm really cool about that now, you know. When I was sitting out in the hallway an hour ago, I was like, man, I really don't want to go in there and do that. I just want to go take a nap. And it's kind of wearing me out. The stress of being up here wearing me out. But I asked for this, you know, and it happened, all right? If anybody sticks around here long enough to do the step work and to see things for what they really are, you know. So now I got an 8-step to do. And I'd like to say something about my 8-step. I've been making amends for 7 years. I stopped fucking everybody over when I got clean. So I've been able to make amends for a long time. There's probably a handful of people on that list from years past, but I have a current list. All right? I've been clean for 10 years, and I'm still making amends for stuff. And if you open up that book, it says there on that 8-step, it says maybe you've stopped hugging some people in NA. And I'm going to tell you, the people here taught me how to hug, because we didn't do that shit. I didn't even do it in my own home when I was a kid. So you guys taught me how to hug. I love them. Sometimes I go to meetings just to get them now. Life starts grinding. You need a hug, you know, lots of them. It's good to see your friends. And they've all, you guys also told me how to, I've been clean long enough to learn how to love people. All right? If, like, if you can get through all the fucks and shits, I'm a pretty nice guy. All right? I'm grateful that I get to feel this stuff. He says, yes, it's gratifying to send out a strong message of hope to our newer members. After all, no one likes a whiner. But distressing things happen, and life on life's terms can send shockwaves even through the recovery of longtime members of Narcotics Anonymous. Everybody gets their turn. If we are equipped with the tools of the program, we can walk through such turmoil and stay clean to tell the tale. I need to tell this story out loud. I tell some of my sponsors and friends. And I've had some problems. I don't want to call it a problem. I've got to be careful. I'm on tape. But I've run into an old friend, female friend. We grew up together. We were friends as kids, and we really never got a chance to get together. And after about 20 years, good old Facebook hooked us up. You know, her brother said, why don't you give her a call? And I was so happy to call her. And when I got her on the phone, it was awkward for about a minute and a half, and we started talking about recovery. And we connect like that. And the problem is, and you can put it any way you want it, is she has a hard time staying clean. All right? So, with that said, I've passed out a lot of judgments over the year about hooking up with people who can't stay clean. Like, maybe you should stay away, Rob. And guess what? I'm working on it. I've had a lot of talks with my sponsor. It's not going to happen. I'm getting on a plane Monday night and I'm going to see her. All right? I'm going down to West Palm Beach and I'm going to do an NA meeting and I'm going to spend 4 days with her. So if anybody's from West Palm Beach, I need to know where the meeting is Wednesday night. But all I could do is be a good friend, have a good time, enjoy my moments with her, and hopefully she gets to see things the way I got to see them when I got clean. And I like to do it for everybody who can't stay clean. We know that's not how it works. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink it. And then you just keep leading them that way. So there's nothing better than the power example. My old sponsor, John M., some of you guys might remember him outside the Tri-County area, but he used to say, Rob, you're speaking to them loud and clear. They're just not hearing it, you know. So all I could do is be an example, go down there with my clean time, come back. I forgot what it was like to have that much chaos in your life, though, but it's good to be clean. One other thing I want to say before we're done is I try to golf, all right? I try, you know? And if anybody's tried to play golf, they know how hard that is. Everybody can get on the driving range, swing like an animal, and hit the ball a mile. And what happens when you get on the tee? It gets narrow, right? And I'm not much for one to golf by myself anyway, but usually when you learn how to do something like that, you do it with somebody who's more experienced, and they take you out there on the golf course. So you get up there and you start flailing around. I like to say, everybody comes in here and they act like they're really big off the tee, and then they don't do any other work to stay around here. So if anybody's ever played golf, you can hit the ball a mile, but if you can't hit an iron, and you can't get out of the sand, and you can't putt, then you really can't play. That's how my golf game is. Now, if I did my golf game like I did recovery, I'd be a much better golfer, all right? So what I'm trying to say is when you're doing things, that you need to take somebody with some experience with you to help you out. I'm not much for doing things by myself. And I like having the people from NA around me to help me do that. So don't come around here and be big off the tee and fade and talk a big game, you know, because playing golf is a lot of work. Please be good at it, you know. And I like being good at recovery. And I like to think my 3,700 days really means something. That's miraculous as far as I'm concerned. I'm really glad I got a chance to calm down. It took a little while. And thanks for letting me share.